Lesson 64. Daniel in the Lion's Pit. Another king of Babylon was Darius the Mede. Darius saw that Daniel was special. He put Daniel in charge of the most important men in the land. These men were jealous of Daniel and wanted to get rid of him. They knew that Daniel prayed to Jehovah 3 times every day. So they told Darius, "O king, there should be a law that everyone should pray to you alone. Anyone who disobeys the law should be thrown into a pit full of lions." Darius liked the idea, and he signed the law. As soon as Daniel heard about the new law, he went to his house. In front of an open window, he got down on his knees and prayed to Jehovah. The jealous men burst into his house and caught him praying. They ran to Darius and said, "Daniel is disobeying you. He prays to his God 3 times every day." Darius liked Daniel and didn't want him to die. All day long, he tried to think of a way to save Daniel. But not even the king could change a law that he had already signed. He had to order his men to throw Daniel into the pit of ferocious lions. That night, Darius was so worried about Daniel that he could not sleep. In the morning, he ran to the pit and called to Daniel, "Did your God save you?" Darius heard a voice. It was Daniel. He called to Darius, "Jehovah's angel shut the lions' mouths. They did not hurt me at all." Darius was so happy. He ordered that Daniel be lifted out of the pit. Daniel did not have a scratch on him. Then the king commanded, "Throw the men who accused Daniel into the pit." When those men were thrown into the pit, the lions devoured them. Darius sent out this order to his people. Everyone must fear Daniel's God. He rescued Daniel from the lions. Do you pray to Jehovah every day, just like Daniel? Jehovah knows how to rescue people of godly devotion out of trial. 2 Peter 2:9. Questions. What did Daniel do 3 times every day? How did Jehovah rescue Daniel? Daniel 6:1-28.